friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
What these guys are doing is like the Charles Manson of politics and manipulation of intelligence and conspiracy. People have died. People have lost their livelihoods. Yeah. People have lost their careers. People have not been promoted. Families have been destroyed. Finances have been wiped out. Millions of Americans were kicked off of social media. News networks like Real America's Voice were not allowed onto the legacy media platforms. This damage is far and wide and has been ongoing for a long time. So Nixon is not even a drop in the bucket to what this kind of two or three dozen criminals in and around the Clinton operation, the DNC, and Obama's operation, and Biden's operation, for that matter, have been doing now for over a decade.
Devin Nunes, an intelligence advisor to President Trump, speaking about the consequences. This can't be all these scandals. Our YouTube poll for today is, which scandal are you most interested in getting the full story? Russiagate, Epstein, the Otto Penn situation with President Biden, or COVID as a whole? This isn't, it's easy to think of this as a political battle. It's just a jockeying for power. You know, all is fair in love and war, and politics is war. It's easy to think that, like, oh, well, the Democrats did what they thought they had to do to win, or that the consequences, that the ultimate consequence here, the worst thing that could happen is that Hillary Clinton lost the election in 2016. She put all of her eggs in a basket of deplorables and lost by contriving a lie against Donald Trump, thinking that that would be the nail in the coffin to keep him from getting to the Oval Office. What did Hillary Clinton run on in 2016?
She couldn't define that herself. They asked her one time to define the difference between a socialist and a capitalist.
Democrat.
A Democrat, that's right.
A Democrat and a Democratic and socialist.
She couldn't figure it out. She kind of stumbled through it like J.B. Pritzker talking about gerrymandering.
I would say that it's not that she couldn't figure it out. It's that she didn't want to divide those people. She needed both of them. She needed the socialists.
Yeah.
You and I are smart enough to understand that that is a policy.
That is an
ideology that leans into every policy. But Devin Nunes is here, and he's talking about the type of damage that was done. I mean, he says it, and I believe him. People have lost their lives over their lives and their livelihood. Certainly, many people. And it's impossible to look at this type of a situation. I mean, a lot of the people on the left will really work hard to encourage you to do so. But to look at it like it is just, you know, this is a political thing. This is something that happened in the past. Go back and look at what they actually prosecuted Donald Trump on. That was in the past, but that didn't matter then. It didn't even matter. Like I've said before, I challenged Donald Trump to try to replicate the crime that he was convicted of. I don't think he would even know how to do it. Here's more from Tulsi Gabbard.
There's a report tonight from the Federalist that the DOJ is actually asking you for more documents in its grand jury probe. Is that true? And what are they asking for now?
That is true, Laura, and I just want to point out how important this is, that Attorney General Pam Bondi, through the Department of Justice, is taking this necessary first step toward accountability, which is essential for the American people to begin to have any kind of trust in the integrity of our democratic republic. I met with the Department of Justice prosecutors today, and yes, they are committed to leaving no stone unturned as they conduct this grand jury investigation and find the truth. Obviously, we've already handed over the documents that we've declassified and released publicly over the last few weeks. They have more questions, and they're going to be really taking a deep dive into this again, looking everywhere to find the truth and conduct this very serious investigation.
The Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, there talking about how deep they're willing to go on the issue of getting to the bottom of the Russia hoax, but also many other situations that we're facing right now. The Russia one being of great interest because the names that are being named are the biggest names that you could have in an investigation like this. Should they be untouchable in any way, shape, or form? Let's ask Roy Murdoch once again with us, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador as well, and a Fox News contributor. Roy, welcome back to the show. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
Are you surprised at all with Tulsi Gabbard, with Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, among other names, people who have been behind the scenes working to uncover the truth of what actually happened, that the biggest names that could be named have been named in regards to this Russia collusion story?
I'm not sure whether or not I'm surprised. I'm certainly pleased that things are going along these lines and that they're not doing what so many Republicans have done in the past, which is, oh, just turn the other cheek, move on, let's be nice to them, they'll be nice to us, et cetera, et cetera. This is egregious, horrific behavior on the part of Hillary Clinton, Obama, FBI, former director James Comey, former CIA directors John Brennan and James Clapper and others. And remember, this isn't just an initial investigation into some credible charges or at least credible accusations. There was some tie between Donald J. Trump and the Kremlin, and maybe the investigation took on a life of its own and got out of control. This thing was invented, fabricated, made up, synthesized from the very, very beginning. This thing was fake from the very start. This didn't have, you know, legitimate roots that then just got kind of out of control. And this wasn't just like, okay, let's just put out a little, you know, nasty Twitter message and, you know, kind of tweak Trump and move on with our lives. This thing dragged on for 3 years and consumed the national attention. Half the country thought that, oh my God, the President of the United States is a KGB agent. What a terrible monster he is. And the other half of the country sitting there looking at the other half thinking, how could you possibly be so consumed with Trump derangement syndrome that you believe that the President of the United States is taking orders from Putin. This is a serious, serious, nasty stuff. This is a severe abuse of power. This is conspiracy. And people were damaged very badly in the process. You had people like George Papadopoulos get thrown behind bars who did nothing wrong. You had Paul Manafort and one of his aides get imprisoned, again, did nothing wrong. You had Michael Flynn, former national security advisor, and Roger Stone, longtime political strategist for Trump and other Republicans, sentenced to jail, sentenced to prison. Fortunately, they were pardoned by Trump right before he left office, so they didn't have to show up in prison. But people had lost their liberty, got thrown behind bars. People were bankrupted with massive, massive legal fees in the six and seven digits. And this is not because they were fighting any legitimate charges or any actual crime. This was all totally
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Invented as fake as Bugs Bunny or Roadrunner or Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
And the people behind this, I hate the term hold them to account. I have no idea what that means. I want consequences and I want punishment. Consequences like losing their law licenses, being disbarred, paying massive fines, and then punishment like being thrown behind bars for 5, 7, 10, 20 years or longer. These people have to pay very, very serious punishment and consequences for the tremendous evil that they wrought upon these individuals I mentioned and the entire United States of America. Shame on them. They really can't suffer enough, in my opinion.
Roy Murdoch with us right now, and you can read his piece on this in the Daily Signal. It's time for Russia hoax conspirators to face the music. I encourage you to read that. So, Roy, when you compare how the Trump Justice Department and investigative entities are looking into what actually happened and uncovered it. There's a method to their madness. There's the way that they're, it seems a lot of people like me can sit there and be like, give us everything. We want to see everything. It seems as though they're being very, very intentional and cautious in how they are releasing things. Can you compare how the Trump administration is approaching these investigations into the political witch hunts that were perpetuated by prior administrations, both Obama's Hillary Clinton's hopeful one, and then, of course, Joe Biden's. Compare the way Donald Trump is approaching this versus the way Joe Biden's Justice Department pursued Donald Trump.
Well, among other things, we are seeing in this particular Russia hoax case, we're just finding out over the last few days, that apparently the Department of Justice is presenting this evidence to a grand jury and letting the grand jury determine if there is sufficient evidence to indict these people for their tremendous crimes against the country, versus what Biden and these other people did, which was in large cases to go into court, concoct bizarre legal theories as to whether, for example, it is against the law to have somebody to pay somebody to sign a non-disclosure agreement. I've signed non-disclosure agreements in exchange for money, in exchange for various activities, contracts, business activities in which I'm involved. People sign non-disclosure agreements thousands and thousands every single day. There's nothing illegal about that. And yet you had Donald J. Trump being chased through a courtroom here in New York City because supposedly there was a Stormy Daniels signed a non-disclosure agreement, and somehow that was conspiratorial or evil or criminal. No, there's nothing criminal about that at all. So a lot of these things were crimes, alleged crimes, where there was no crime, and yet the Department of Justice, state prosecutors, local prosecutors, were going after Trump, engaged in this tremendous lawfare strategy designed essentially to get him off the campaign trail and behind bars, and it backfired. The more they tried to pursue this sort of thing, and claim, for example, that he defrauded Deutsche Bank by claiming that his properties were worth more money than they actually were worth. Deutsche Bank said, look, we weren't defrauded. We got our money back. We got paid with interest. We got paid ahead of schedule. We went back to Trump and said, look, you're a great customer. We'd love to lend you more money. And yet you had this judge here in New York City saying, oh, my God, he defrauded these people, even though they're running back saying, please, let's do more business with you. And by the way, he overstated the value of Mar-a-Lago, which I forget the exact number, but I believe the judge in that case said Mar-a-Lago is worth something like $20 or $30 million. That's probably a $1 billion property. They're empty, totally empty lots selling within a few miles of Mar-a-Lago for like $200 million with just dirt. No fountains, no landscaping, no swimming pools, no bedrooms, no ballrooms, and that's worth $200 million. And according to this ridiculous judge up here in New York, Mar-a-Lago, with this, one of the most palatial homes in America, with all the landscaping and beautiful decorations and stuff you want, that's only worth $20 million or $25 million. But this dirt lot is worth 10x that amount of money. And therefore, that defrauded Deutsche Bank, even though Deutsche Bank said, well, we were not defrauded. We do due diligence. If we think there are any funny numbers, we are aware of that because we're big boys at Deutsche Bank, boys and girls. And We were paid back with interest ahead of schedule and went back to Trump and said, hey, let's do more business together. So this is the kind of way that that Trump has been treated. I think Tulsi Gabbard and Attorney General Pam Bondi are being much more serious, presenting evidence before a grand jury. And if the grand jury agrees, then these people, I suppose, will be indicted, but only if the grand jury believes there is sufficient evidence to do so.
We're speaking with Dory Murdoch. One last question. This Russia hoax scenario, is there any way that the Russia collusion narrative that has plagued Donald Trump from the moment that that was launched to this very day, he has had to combat against that. Is there any possibility that that story is fabricated, created, and dispersed the way it is without Barack Obama's approval and participation?
That's a very good question. A key to all of this is that December of 2016, the FBI said essentially that no, we don't believe that there is any involvement on the part of Russia. They may have tried to hack the election, but they didn't succeed in doing so. Obama basically said, look, that's not the answer we want. We want you guys to go back and think about it some more and come up with a different answer. And sure enough, January 6, 2017, the CIA actually came forward and said, quote, we assess Putin and the Russian government aspire to help President-elect Trump's election chances when possible by discrediting Secretary Clinton and publicly contrasting her unfavorably to him, unquote. So the CIA changed their tune, and once they did that, then they were able to go forward and say, okay, I guess this means he really is a Russian agent, so let's start, you know, crank up the Russia hoax, get the investigations going, and get the congressional committees going, and so on and so on. And this dragged on for 3 years. and pitted Americans against each other, threw people behind bars who shouldn't have been, and then completely drowned people in legal bills who should have been left alone. This is serious, egregious abuse of power, and those perpetrators who engage in these massive crimes against, I think they're frankly atrocities against these individuals and crimes against the entire United States of America, need to pay serious serious price for all this in terms of fines, loss of their legal licenses, disbarment, and imprisonment. Can't happen soon enough to a more delightful group of people, in my view.
Well, keep the pressure on, Joy. We love reading your work in the Daily Signal and all the different places that you're syndicated. And we thank you for your time today here on the Annie Fry Show.
Great, Annie. Great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Great to talk to you as well. DeRoy Murdoch, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, Fox News contributor, and friend of the Annie Fry Show. We're going to take a quick break. That YouTube live chat poll, which scandal are you most interested in getting the full story? I'm going to read some of your comments as soon as we come back. You want the full story the most. I know you want them all. The most on Russiagate, Epstein, AutoPen, or COVID. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
I'm going to turn off my phone.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.